This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, April 5th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The UK Home Office is reconsidering its denial of asylum for an Iranian Christian after international backlash over their statement that Christianity is not a peaceful religion. The Iranian man's caseworker, Nathan Stevens, said he hopes there will be real change through this, but that it represents a wider problem. Stevens said several years ago the British Home Office denied another asylum seeker with an attack on their Christian faith. Multiple religious education institutions in Russia, including the seminaries for the Baptist Union and the Pentecostal Union in Moscow, have faced fines, suspensions of their activities and student admissions, and even loss of their licenses, reports Forum 18. Churches in Russia are concerned over state measures used against them, especially since 2018, to regulate their activities and place them under greater scrutiny. Psalm 2, 1-2 asks, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed." The pro-life movement in Romania has been growing rapidly over recent years, reports LifeSite News. In 2013, 23 Romanian cities participated in pro-life marches. 40 cities participated in 2014 with the introduction of a whole week for life. By 2016, it grew to 110 cities with 20 Moldovan cities joining. This year, the number of cities reached 600. Since abortion was legalized in Romania under its former communist regime in 1957, they've murdered over 23 million of their babies. Currently, it is legal up to 13 weeks of pregnancy. As homeschooling in the UK continues to grow, England's Department of Education is working to establish a mandatory homeschooling registry. The number of children who have left the mainstream schools is thought to be 60,000, with increases of 25% every year. The new legislation would require parents to register their children with the local government. Ready for some good news? A number of anti-abortion measures have advanced in several state legislatures, including Alabama, Indiana, South Carolina, and Texas. On Tuesday, the Alabama House introduced the Alabama Human Life Protection Act, banning abortions in most cases and making abortion a Class C felony with up to 10 years in prison. Indiana advanced two bills, one to ban dismemberment abortions and another to allow more types of health providers to opt out of offering abortion services. On Tuesday, South Carolina's House Judiciary Committee moved a bill to the full House that would ban the murder of babies with a detectable heartbeat, which occurs at the sixth week of gestation. Also that day, the Texas Senate passed Senate Bill 22 to prohibit local governments from giving abortion providers any tax dollars. The cult of Mormonism has become more inclusive of homosexuals this week, reports CBN News. The move overturns a 2015 ban on baptisms for children of homosexual parents and reversed a measure that made faux homosexual marriage worthy of expulsion. 2 Peter 2, verse 1 says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." California Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced a ban on state-funded travel to South Carolina this week over a law that allows so-called discrimination against homosexuals. This is the 10th state California has made such sanctions against. Soon, they're going to be walled in, separated from the rest of the 47 contiguous states. The South Carolina law in question allows faith-based adoption agencies to refuse to place children with couples committed to sexually perverted lifestyles. And finally, Chris Watts of Colorado made headlines last year after being sentenced to life in prison for murdering his wife, Shannon, and his two daughters, Bella and Celeste. However, the tragic story does not end there, reports Insider. Investigators with the state of Colorado recently interviewed Watts, who says he has found Christ in prison. He had never read the Bible before, but has now read it cover to cover. He said his faith has kept him from committing suicide. Watts said, quote, I never knew I could have a relationship with God like I do now. It's like the amazing grace with all of this, end quote. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29 through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and all kinds of activities, including an alpine swing, ropes course, zip line, fishing, gaga ball, campfires, hanging log, water slides and swimming pools, hiking, game room, as well as basketball and volleyball. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 5th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.